This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. USDA's Risk Management Agency announced program details in regards to relief for farmers affected by severe weather, including drought. Information made available includes eligible crops, crop years, and counties where producers are eligible to exclude certain yields under the Actual Production History, or APH, yield exclusion, a fact sheet, and a list of frequently asked questions. The APH yield exclusion will be available in the actuarial documents beginning in the 2015 crop year for spring-planted corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, grain sorghum, rice, barley, canola, sunflowers, peanuts, and popcorn. It will allow eligible producers who have been hit with severe weather to receive a higher approved yield on their insurance policies through the Federal Crop Insurance Program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has published its final Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, concluding that Monsanto's Roundup Ready 2 Xtend soybeans should be fully deregulated. The final EIS moves Monsanto one step closer to the introduction of Roundup Ready 2 Xtend soybeans, which will provide dicamba-tolerant soybeans to farmers. I spoke with Xtend System Launch Manager Miriam Paris about the process of getting genetically modified crops available to farmers.
So as you mentioned early, we just received news last Friday that we are one step closer to a final deregulation in the U.S. I'll talk a little bit about the USDA process. A couple of years ago, we submitted dossiers to the agency for the dicamba-tolerant technologies for both cotton and soybean. These dossiers are then assessed by a scientific panel at the USDA. 2 years later, here we are. We've gotten final word that they are going to be deregulated at the beginning of the year. So this is a step towards that final process, and we're really excited for the introduction and what this means to our commercial plans.
Paris said this is a process every genetically modified species has to go through.
This is a process that we have to go through for all genetically modified technologies. So every product that's out there that is modified, such as Roundup Ready to Yield, as well as Roundup Ready 1, Smart Stacks Corn, and all of the other products that Monsanto produces and sells, they all go through the same process.
The main objective of this process? Safety.
The purpose of the process is really to assess the safety of the products. So the agency's main concern is, as they're looking at these dossiers, is to ensure that These products will not cause any harm to the environment as well as to human consumption.
Paris is optimistic that this latest piece of biotechnology will make it through the typical and rigorous safety check and be available in 2016.
We're really looking forward to the introduction of Roundup Ready to Xtend soybeans in the summer of 2016.
Again, that was Xtend System Launch Manager Miriam Paris. In the National Corn Growers Association 2014 National Corn Yield Contest, entrants continued to far surpass the national average corn yield, setting a contest record with a new all-time high yield of 503 bushels per acre. Yes, you heard me correctly. That was 503 bushels per acre. Additionally, a record 6 national entries surpassed the 400-plus bushel per acre mark. The all-time high yield record of 503 bushels per acre was set by Randy Dowdy of Valdosta, Georgia. The 7 national entrants recording yields of more than 400 bushels per acre were from the states of Virginia, Texas, and Georgia. The 18 winners in 6 production categories had verified yields averaging more than 383.6 bushels per acre, compared to the projected national average of 173.4 bushels per acre in 2014. While there is no overall contest winner, yields from the first, second, and third place farmers' overall production categories topped out at 503.719 bushels per acre. The National Corn Yield Contest is now in its 50th year and remains NCGA's most popular program for members. Participation in the contest remained strong in 2014, with 8,129 entries received. As per the rules of the contest, all entries must have been grown on at least 10 acres of continuous land. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. The president is seeking to normalize relations with Cuba, but what does that mean for Illinois farmers? Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader member Thomas Martin traveled to Cuba with the Illinois Farm Bureau in 2012. He gave his opinion on rules becoming more lax when dealing with Cuba in the future.
It has been a very exciting past couple days with the news coming out that President Obama has moved forward after negotiations with Cuba hosted by Canada and the Vatican. I'm very excited that we're moving forward. It's been 53 years since the embargo was placed on Cuba. And in that time, we have had a lot of lost opportunities, both here in Illinois and really around the country.
There are naysayers who believe the U.S. should remain shut off to Cuba due largely to the politics of the area. But Martin says he believes a closer relationship with the U.S. could help conditions in Cuba.
You know, Cuba is a really interesting place to visit. And that's one thing with the announcement of President Obama this week. We're actually not seeing a total opening up of Cuba. You still cannot go there as a tourist, as an American. But we are seeing definitely more ability for people to visit. When I was down there, I definitely took away that there are definitely areas of human rights that we do need to be concerned about with Cuba. One of them being the oppression of religion. One of them being the oppression of speech. They have a whole lot of journalists in jail, so definitely freedom of the press. And, you know, even just the freedom for free enterprise. A lot of Cubans are not able to go out and start their own business and to be entrepreneurs. They are starting to change on a lot of these issues, and so I think that the United States coming in, establishing diplomatic relations, and hopefully Congress lifting the embargo will be a great influence on the Cubans and the Cuban government to bring them kind of out of the Cold War dark age and into a society where people have the right to speak out. People have the right to worship. People have the right to start their own business. And we've definitely seen some of those reforms, and I think the push by the administration will only go to further that goal.
Martin says he not only believes this new relationship will benefit Cuba, but also the state of Illinois.
Well, it's really exciting, some of the things. Illinois has been sixth nationwide as far as lost opportunities by not trading with Cuba. There is projections, and I'm just kind of taking them from several sources, including Texas A&M, University of Florida, Illinois Soybean Association. We are seeing that we have the potential to increase our agricultural exports to Cuba if we remove some of the restrictions by $6.6 million annually, which would represent a 15% increase in exports to Cuba from Illinois. You know, that's a big jump for us. And it really makes sense for us to do, because when you consider that we had the inland waterways as an efficient means of moving grain out, our ability to reach someplace that's only 90 miles away, I like to refer to people where I live here at the Raymond exit, it's actually a shorter distance from Florida to Cuba than it is from the Raymond exit to Bloomington. And Bloomington's not that far away. And when we are able to trade with Cuba, that means that container ships are going to be able to make a port in Havana or some of the other cities in Cuba, as well as servicing some of the smaller islands and smaller nations in Latin America. And that's going to be good for us to maintain our markets throughout Latin America, which sometimes are seeing some influence from Brazil, from Argentina, some of our competitors. And so I think that opening this market up is going to make sure that we have a stronger footing right in our own backyard.
Again, that was Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader member Thomas Martin speaking on the normalization of relations with Cuba. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.